Hello. Good evening, and thank you very much for coming down. This is the third night of concerts that we've been having here at Here Art, in memory and in celebration of my brother Tim and his artwork, which you've seen outside. So before we begin this very excellent evening of music, which I'm so happy that we have the musicians that we have, I wanted to thank a couple of people. I wanted to thank Here Art for having us. I wanted to thank Liz Thompson from the LMCC for recommending this place to us, and it's worked out really well. I want to thank Kristen Martin and Libby Hartle and Tim Haley for helping us put the whole thing together and helping us curate it. And I want to thank you guys for coming down, and especially I want to thank the musicians who are playing this evening and who also played on the other nights. I think you know who you're coming to see, right? You're coming to see there's Chris Barron, there's Joan Osborne, John Popper, and I'll play a few songs. I'd also like to thank Jake Miller for playing on the other nights, and I'd like to thank my mother Pat Vega for being so great. So, without any further ado, I'd like to please ask Chris Barron to come on up.
Thank you. Thank you.
I agree. Cooper Fop. Well, I just would like to say how happy I am to be here and to be a part of this memorial to Timmy, who I loved a lot. And I want to play some stuff tonight that I haven't really played in front of human beings before, so. Because I wanted to do a set that would be really right for Timmy. Anyway, this is probably the only show I'm going to play for Christmas, so here's a couple of Christmas songs that I wrote about Christmas. Candles are glowing, silver and gold. Family and friends come in from the cold. Christmas cards are here. Silly Christmas song. This is the silly one.
My daddy says that Santa can see when a child's been good or bad. Last year when I looked in my stocking, a lump of coal was all I had. I broke my sister's doll, wrote my name on the wall, spilled my milk on the mail, I pulled the puppy's tail. If I got coal in my stockings, be surprised if I got coal in my stockings again. Coal in my stockings again. I wasn't sure if Santa was real. Why would he live at the North Pole? That is till I looked in my stockings. Who else could have brought the coal? I put my sister's dog. My name on the wall, spilled my milk on the mail, I put the puppy's tail. I wouldn't be surprised if I got coal in my pocket. Be surprised if I got coal in my pocket. Be surprised if I got coal in my pocket again. Thank you.
Christmas, happy Hanukkah.
Joyous Kwanzaa. Terrific Tet. Anything else? Happy Easter, while we're at it.
To see, a little too sick to feel too great, a little too soon to be too late. Sometimes it's tiring to be me. It's not like I'm looking for sympathy. I know I'm not the only. Sometimes it's tiring to be me. My cup's half empty and my coins are spent. I can't get back from where I went. I can't afford the stuff I get for free. I'm all fixed up, as good as new. I don't know why I feel so blue.
Thank you very much. I met Tim Vega in, I think it was 1987. Back in the 1900s. Backstage at a Suzanne Vega show. How I got back there is sort of a long story. I just missed Jerry Garcia. He was really psyched because he just met Jerry Garcia. And he had this bone pendant that he always used to wear on. And I said, is that from New Zealand? And he looked at me and he was all astonished. He was like, how did you know that? I used to live in Australia, so I told him I used to live in Australia. And we were friends after that. Anyway. I'd like to bring on a friend of mine, Todd Horton, to play the trumpet. Please give him a warm New York City welcome. New York is a friendly town. Todd Horton, ladies and gentlemen, on the trumpet. Or as we say in France, en la trompette, Todd Horton. This is a song called Every Silver Lining. as a cloud.
When your dreams come crashing down and lay in splinters on the ground, just remember that's what dreams so often do. When you're high up in the sky and ends up tripping from your eye, well, you can't have your pie and eat it too. Candy from a baby is not so sweet as milk and honey wrestled from the earth. Feet deeper down, the treasures enter the mold that treasures were. One thing you must recall, every silver lining has a cloud.
The moon was in the eye.
tell a lie. Now I'm writing songs in the key of goodbye. Yeah.
Thing is, you know what this man did? We're in high school, and I used to let him drive my car. My parents didn't know this. And one day he gets in my car after school and goes, oh, I forgot something. He reaches into the front seat where my mom drives to work every morning and pulls out this big jar of ganja that he'd stashed there.
It had been there for like a year.
Yeah.
Sure.
And had I known it was there.
Yeah, John and I started hanging out because we were in this English class together and we were both, like, acting like idiots. And we were like, let's hang out after school and be idiots even more. And so we go to his dad's red Cherokee and I'm like, can I drive?
Oh, please, it was a Wagoneer.
Oh, was it a Wagoneer? Oh, I don't even think the Cherokee was invented then.
No, the Cherokee was the cooler version.
Oh.
We got the four-cylinder Wagoneer.
So I'm like, can I drive the car? And he's like, you have a license? You got a license? I'm like, no. Okay. I pull around this corner and it was snowy out and everything was plowed except this one road in the world. And I pulled onto it. And I just jammed on the brakes because I don't think I'd ever driven a car before.
And it's certainly not on ice.
Certainly not on ice. And ran over the stop sign.
You're like,
look
back and stop
sorry. John's like, get out of here. And then from then on, every time you hang out, I would drive your car. You're crazy, man. You're crazier than I am. F mixolydian with a flat 5. Every other measure.
he can make a living. Oh, I totally think the story, but I just want to say that this song is called Larrabee's Gang, and it's about like the early days of like Blues Traveler and Joan Osborne and the Spin Doctors, and we would be playing the Nightingale and Mondo Kane, the Mondo Kane Affair, Mondo Pear Show, and going around sitting in on each other's sets during our set breaks and stuff like that. And like the thing, I mean, if you weren't there, the thing that was amazing was we were playing these little tiny rooms that were, you know, this big and at the biggest, and the stage was like that big. And we would, you know, come off of the stage out for our set break or after the show, and we'd step down like this, and we'd just be like drinking with everybody. And it was such a closely knit scene. I mean, we really were kind of like a family, like a gang. So, this is a little song I saw about those days. And Larrabee was hot. That's all I have to say to him. Students you find on a summer's eve, when you sit outside for a short reprieve, talk to folks as they come and leave, John O, Jay, and Crazy Steve. Night is down, but it's bright as day, you haven't been around since you went away. Feels so good, so that's what you say. Folks say hi, but you say hey. Well, that old mad dog, he's barking for the blues bone. Orpheus got a black book and a telephone. Plays that liar, but he doesn't want to be alone. One look back. Find a place to stand, have a couple laughs, and hear the band. Smoke a couple of your favorite brand, wake up with a stamp on the back of your hand.
Sun comes up just in the wake. There's the sky, still as a lake. Not even that can drown the ache. Looks so hard, it must be fake. Well, that old mad dog, he's barking for the blues gone. Oh, Theus, got a black coat and a telephone. Where's that mark? If he doesn't want to be gone. One look back. Don't blame me, it's all a dream. There and peace came. Blame me about this song written at a jail cell now. Don't blame me about the vanishing wave. Don't blame me if the staff ain't safe now. Sit outside for a shelter to breathe. Talk to folks as they come and leave. John, Jane, Crazy Steve. The captive birds you set free, deep within your heart of me. The weight that you've lifted off my chest. Only miles and miles of track you have lifted off my back. When you ask the stack of bones to show the bear. So the kids who get out, I have to wonder about. What exactly did you mean? Or what exactly have you been? I know you know. I know you know, yeah. I know you know. I've always loved you so. Loved you so. When it was time for me to stay, I was tempted to run away. I guess it means an awful lot to me. I thought I'd come beyond it all, but it wasn't true at all. In fact, there was not all that far to fall. Some of the guys who took you out, I had to wonder about. They wanna drove you home from school. But he looked horrible and cruel. Yeah, yeah, I know, I know. I know you know, yeah. I know you know. I've always loved the sun, loved the sun. See me love, though you know I love the sun. I know, 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 I know. Thank you. to Sandhead. Oh, but the night had things to show, but the never gone to know. Now that my mail went to let my children go. Things that happened long ago. Well, it's really nice to know. But then again, I always knew. I bet you always loved me too. Yeah, yeah, I know, yeah, I know. I know you know, yeah, you know. I know you know. I'll always love you so, love you so. Sit it up, no, you know I love you so.
Assistant who used to come into work and talk about her boyfriend and her boyfriend's tape. And she kept saying, my boyfriend's really great and he's got this tape and you should really hear it. And I was like, I don't have time to hear your boyfriend's tape. And guess who her boyfriend was? It was Chris Barron. And he was really great, as you know. So actually there's a couple of seats that are open here. There's, I think, one over there and there's a couple over here. So people could move in and make themselves more comfortable than they are. That would be great. And we're going to have a couple of minutes changeover for Joan Osborne. So please come in. The other thing is we have a guest book that we'd like everybody to sign, if possible. Just sign your name and some comments. And the other thing is when you get a chance, if you could check out the mural that was done by Zephyr on the side of the building. It's really great, and I also wanted to give him a thanks because he also art directed the t-shirts that are being sold, the gold t-shirts that are in the country. So, hang out for a couple of minutes and love Joan Osborne. Please welcome Joan Osborne.
Straight down into the deep blue sea. So I'm probably just gonna just sing a little bit. So. Yeah.
just what I've been needing. Feel it rise in me. She say every stone a story, like a rosary. Corner saints a reason, just a little crime. When I make my money, got to get my dime.
Sweet it is.
to be loved by you.
I feel like that place was a great training ground for a lot of people and for myself, really. And Tim was a big part of that. You know, he was definitely on the scene all the time and a great addition to that whole world, as a lot of people here tonight were. So I'm just really grateful to have been a part of it, and I know I learned a lot from that. So that's my little speech. They probably already said that.
Don't repeat. know you can't go on getting your own way. Cause if you do, it's gonna get you someday. Yeah. Now if I seem to mislead you, it's just my craziness coming through. But when it comes down to just we two,
a long time ago, I guess it was probably like 9 or 10 years ago now, there was another kind of benefit down at Wetlands, and it was connected with Dave Matthews' family. This was back when someone connected with Dave Matthews' family would actually need to be to have a benefit for them. So it was a long time ago. I was performing at this benefit, and I was rehearsing this next song at soundcheck, and Tim was there at the soundcheck, and he came up to me afterwards, and he had obviously been really taken with the song, and just, you know, gave me a huge bear hug and told me how much he really loved it, and it was just a great moment, and I really actually haven't done it again since that day, so this one again is one of Tim's that he likes, so we're gonna do it for you guys tonight. This is a Lucinda Williams song.
Sense of humor and your rugged good life.
Because everyone's arguing about who's going on first. I said, what do you mean? And they said, well, everybody wants to go on first. John wants to go up. John's here, and John wants to go on first. I thought, oh my God, but I want Chris to go on first, and then I want Joan to play. And it turns out none of them wanted to follow anybody else. That's how I feel right now.
Table, hon. Mike, you've got Radio 4 coming through your phase system.
Is that you, Mike?
That's my
So I'm just going to do a little tiny set because I've already done two whole nights.
Okay.
Samantha Seglia on bass. Tim was spreading this rumor that there had been some kind of kiss between Osborne and Timothy, and of course, you know, by that point, Joan was really famous and everything, and we were all going, why would Joan Osborne be hanging around like kissing Timmy? But anyway, so it was. I still haven't asked her about that, and I wasn't going to do that on stage.
She's right there too.
I'm sure I'll get myself cleared up afterwards. I'll get the whole story. You need to know? All right, well, I'll let you know when I come back. Any word? Say yay or nay.
I'll
get when I'm drinking with my brother Tim, because way back in the day when I was in my early 20s, I spent my 21st birthday at Folk City, which was a bar that was open way back then. And back then Tim was like 15 or something, so he didn't come out and drink at that point. So cut 10 years or 15 years later, and Tim is like now doing security at Wetlands, and I'm hitting a drinking period in my life, so I decided to go down and hang out with him at Wetlands. And it was our first drinking time together. And Tim basically stood in the corner, and people would come over and hug him. There were like women and men of all sizes, really big men with beards and shorts and facial hair and like all kinds of other hair. And everyone would come over and hug him. And I was impressed, because that was actually his role in our family too. Was, you'd go over and hug him. If he wasn't angry, Anyway, I think we'll sing a song about last year's troubles. Thank you.
measure for measure, it's the same piece. Past years.
Suze, that's really harsh. Why can't we listen to it in Liverpool? So that's what we'll listen to. In Liverpool, on Sunday. No traffic on the avenue. The light is pale and thin like you. No sound down this part of town, except for the boy in the mouth. He's crazy, he's throwing himself down from the top of a tower. Like a hunchback in heaven, he's ringing the bells in the church for the last half an hour. He sounds like he's missing something. There's a one that he knows he can't have found. And if he is, oh, certainly. Thank you.
Yeah, before I go any further, I just want to get an extra hand for Suzanne for putting this together. Song, there's this real instinct to want to apologize. See, I've already started to do it now. And you just want to because you're standing there and it's all you and this guitar, so you just feel like you have to explain yourself. And I normally try to resist this instinct, but I've got a good one. So if you have a good one, you should always use it. And the fact is that my chimney cleaner guy came today and I didn't get any sleep at all.
No apologies.
So, well, you haven't heard me play yet. So, you know. This is gonna be me trying to remember songs and, you know. And I'm remembering Timmy, and I just wanna also say this. Looking at the gallery and all that great stuff out there. And you can look at Timmy now in retrospect, you know, like this passionate artist, like, you know, Beethoven or something like that. And to know him, I just needed to start this song off because I think Timmy would have wanted that. This could just be about my inability to resist impulses, but I just feel like Timmy wanted this song.
Thanks.
Timmy!
Here's up and die.
starts watching me. Sweet pain.
You know what, this next song, when I first came to New York City, I walked almost directly into a bar right up to this woman, an old dear friend of mine who sang earlier, Joan Osborne, and she's going to, she did this on our first record, and, you know, I like sitting with my friends, so she's coming to do that. And by old, I mean really young. She's my 22-year-old college co-ed friend.
By old, you mean really hot.
Yeah, by old, I mean hot.
Hello, hello, hello. All right.
And that mic's finally old. It's an old mic. Hey, did I mention I haven't slept in 2 days, okay? Brochure, whatever that was. Okay, yeah, I am so tired I forgot that the song won't start until I actually start.
I think the last time we did this together, I was tripping on acid.
Cool.
That's how long ago it was.
That was a fun hot time.
Must have been.
Oh yeah, wait, Joe, now that you're back out here, you could answer that question about the I mentioned I haven't slept in 2 days. I wouldn't really bring it up out here, but oh yeah, I'm in a unique position to go, hey, yeah, Joe, what about it? Come on.
Look, if you and I had been, you know, making out in a corner somewhere, would you want me to go, you know, running around talking? But well, maybe you would.
To everyone who would listen. Yeah, yes. I'm prepared to make that sacrifice. Look at us, we're Stephen Eating it up. All right, you want to start playing on the business. This is dedicated to all of the people we've all made out with. You know who you are. Yeah. Except for you. Because this will mean something. Alright, who are we kidding? It's about you and me too. Well, we're going to be dead in 100 years, so you know. Okay, so. Man, I'm pretty smooth, like how I talked my way out of that one.
Big man in the doorway.
Then I excuse myself, they think I'm right.
Songs that sort of represent all of the access points to the same repetitive bunch of
others. Oh, John, come on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have to apologize. It comes with a guitar. Remember, we covered this early on in the seminar. And another thing, a whole bunch of people were in traffic and it really pissed me off. That's another thing I could see. I got this boil on my neck and, let's see. I'll just go. Yeah, see, I'm stalling because I'm trying to remember how the song goes. This is a song that I was going to do that other story about Tim around now because it would have applied to how passionate he was, but are we on cable TV? I fucked that up royally. But this is a song that reminds me a little bit of Timmy because I wrote it after I saw that Beethoven movie and I was like, I'm going to run home and write something passionate. And it did involve somebody that I think we both made up with. It was a recurring theme. Okay, I'm gonna move along before I get sued.
You, with your hand outstretched, finger the key. This love that you release is of the name. I hope that you can see how it beats inside me. Instead of pushing fear aside, I wanna run, I want to hide. I am totally yours. She who is wanting me to know that if you reap what you would sow, I would sing it below.
You guys got the time, because I don't know how much longer I'm supposed to wait. It's earlier than we have to cut. We talked about it. We're going to do a song. You might have heard some of that.
Try to think of it as a piece of music.
Yeah, Todd, get your butt out of here, too.
Yeah, Todd!
Did he play his ass off earlier?
See you. me free. Be the way you say, she let me.
Baby.
Chris is absolutely right. We should thank Chris Barron, Joan Osborne, Suzanne Vega, and everybody who put this thing together. We're family. Great heart out there, and it's a great way to remember him. Tim kind of liked this song. I don't think he really did like this song that much. And, you know, I think the reasons are obvious, but, you know, we all love him a lot, and you know, the fact is, when you remember Tim, you just remember Timmy. That's right, take the cable off. That's what Garrett told me. I know so little how to play the freaking guitar. No, I'm not, you think I mean like coy, like inviting compliments, but no, I really, you don't understand. Okay, any guitar players out there know exactly what I'm talking about.
wish I stayed a lady. A lady when the Sandman comes, you know I just can't wait. A lady I can't wait. And we packed up all your boxes, and it's all been hauled away. I never stared at walls so bare, cause something of you stays. Yes, something always stays. And I wanna shout from my guitar, come out wherever you are. The joke is over, open your eyes. A heart like yours, it never dies. And I found your keys behind your chair. I still can't see it sitting there. This isn't funny, don't fool around. You let me go. And I guess I'm starting angry, and I don't wanna do. I don't know which was the big waste of time, missing you or wishing today was. No.
know.